The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday. Wow, already the 25th day of September, 2018. And on today's program, have you all been to our store yet? We had a store, and then we didn't have a store, and now we got a store again. Have you visited it lately? Well, one of the cool things that we have up there is finally somebody has done this. Real canned meat that doesn't taste like something other than canned meat. I've got J.R. Fisher with me. He's president of Survival Cave Incorporated. Hello, J.R. How are you?
Hey, John. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Oh, fair to middling, mostly good. The rain finally quit here in Texas, and while there's spots in this country up north that's already starting to freeze a little bit, it's like 94 down here today.
Oh, my God, it's warm. Well, let me start off by thanking you first off. You know, I've been listening to some of your broadcasts, and you're actually educating people, unlike what a lot of the schools do nowadays. It's the truth instead of pre-programmed stuff.
Well, that's been my mission because, JR, I noticed, let me see, how old was I? Probably 50 years ago, about the time the Kennedy assassination happened. 3 days of TV, and two of those days were commercial-free. And a little bit after that, I started watching the evening news. Now, back then, it was a little easier to control the news outlets because we only had three, ABC, NBC, and CBS. And even at the young, tender age of 10 or 11 years old, what I did notice when at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, when these guys had come on, they were about doing the same story just about at the same time. And you could literally flip channels and go mid-story or catch the beginning or the end of the story that the other guy had just done. And I thought that to be a little coincidental, but I filed that away for later yeah. reference. And
right.
Yeah, and I finally figured it out. Those who control knowledge, the information, these are the guys that plan on taking over your party.
Yeah, well, thank God that you have an outlet now to where we don't have to just listen to those three channels and listen to a guy who says, and that's the way it is.
Well, and you know what? Walrus Crankcase, I think his name was. And Walter, dear Walter, was one of them. About 3-4 years ago, I forget what he was promoting, but he did this commercial of sorts saying, things are changing. Are you watching? And I'm looking at this and I'm going, yeah. And you're part of it. Yeah, I know exactly. But see, they never explained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a wonderful globalization process and everybody's going to sing kumbaya and we're all going to be happy and, you know, we'll get rid of war and we'll get rid of poverty. We'll get rid of everything. And what we come to find out is the one thing they want to get rid of is the people that, well, are listening to these people, then they're not telling them what their true mission is.
Right.
JR, I'm we're at a tipping point in this country. We were just talking about this for airtime today. Culturally, whew, man, this country is all but gone. We make jokes about the tweeting and the texting and the young kids that really don't have anything in their heads, and they really don't. You know, you team them up with Antifa and the vacuum behind, you know, between their ears. And it's a culture breaker. It's a country breaker. Half of this country doesn't even understand or value freedom and liberty. And this isn't something you go down to the corner store and get a can of when you run out. You know, this is...
No.
This is for all the marbles.
Yeah, I totally agree, John. And what you're doing is seriously important. And I know that's not why I came on today, but I felt like I need to tell you that because that is so important that there is an outlet now for, you know, people to hear the truth and what's really going on. You know,
well, and if I would have had this opportunity years ago, I would have done it. Now there's a cacophony. There is absolute static out there with so many voices all clamoring and all saying what they think or believe or what they think they believe. Their reality, their perceptions have become their reality, and they're back ass words on those. You know,
right.
which is really fascinating. The chain in this country of good people, and when I say good people, oh gosh, I know this is going to really piss off what I say are the deplorables, and these are the people that think that family, ethics, morality, sound government, you know, honest money, you know, those sort of old-fashioned things. When Hillary Clinton was talking about half of Trump's voters, that's exactly who she was talking about, is the conservative people in this country. And I remember Barack Obama stumping for Hillary Clinton going, you know, have you noticed a change in this country? And he was pretty much promising if Hillary got elected, the politics in this country would be transformed. But they never said to what. And we all knew this.
Well, I think he talked about change a lot, but I don't know what change he was talking about either.
Well, he was talking about a political coup in this country so the socialists / communists could have their way. Now, we played this game for a number of years to do fooly with the people out there. We'd do the left-right paradigm. Let me see. We'd have a liberal in there for 8 years, and then we'd have a conservative for 8 years, and then we'd have a liberal for 8 years. But with Barack Obama, they thought it was fixed. They were shocked. They figured their political time was right. Barack Obama, he was out after 8 years. Here comes Hillary, the crown prince, to come in and seal the deal, to make this country a true democracy, throw the baby in the bathwater and the Constitution right out the window. It Takes a Village, people that read that book had no comparative basis for understanding what the hell she was really saying and what she was really talking about. In this country, you know, there's an old story about Indians. Indians didn't write books and they didn't have libraries. But what each successive generation did, it was the old people in their tribe that would sit down and tell the story. And that story was passed from one generation to the next, a chain with no breaks in it. So all that information was passed down from oldster to youngster and on through the generations. Well, in this country, JR, what we did is we broke that through the public fool system, which, by the way, is one of the planks of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, to use a free public school system for a transmission belt for their propaganda. And it has worked, because if you look at this current generation and their parents, they don't know what country they're living in. They don't know the value of freedom and liberty. They didn't understand how important this country really was, unlike any other in the history of mankind. It wasn't perfect, but it was pretty damn close. And this was a country that the government kept its hand off your itty-bitty. And at one time, we had honest money, and we didn't have interest in all of these other banker-laid plans here to subjugate and basically destroy this country with debt. It's not going to take an army marching over our borders. The communists said it a long time ago, we'll destroy them from within. And that's exactly what has transpired.
Right, yeah. Very true.
Man. I just, man, when I look at this, and I don't think people, I don't know if people are getting this, JR, that we're that damn close. We're that damn close to culturally losing this country. Well, you're seeing the other countries around the world forced, by the way, through the European Union to take in all of these quote-unquote refugees. Well, we've been doing the same.
And we've seen the effect of that, yeah.
Well, and just yesterday, finally, an office of the government finally let some real numbers out. They've been claiming for all these years, oh, there's 11 million migrants in this country? No, illegal aliens. Well, they finally came out yesterday and released the figures. There's 64 million illegals in this country as we speak. That's one in five of the American population that is now illegal, sitting in this country, sucking off our tax dollars, changing the culture of the country. I mean, just take a look at California. You're out there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We wonder why we have debt. Yeah. Oh, wonder where that debt's coming from.
Gee, I guess the people that are pushing socialism and communism. And here again, it's JR. Here again, it's like, wait a minute, they have no comparative basis. It is happening on a slow roll right in front of their eyes, and they don't recognize it. That's because that chain of teaching has been broken. And man, is it broke. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's a sad state of affairs.
To say the least. Well, look, I didn't bring you on to talk about state of affairs and world politics, but you're serving, in case, folks. And here it goes. This is necessary to scare the hell out of you so you'll buy some product. No, I don't do that, and you know that I don't do that. But are you buying, let me ask you a question, JR.
Sure.
When Sean Hannity was covering Donald Trump, you know, in the conservative corner, supposedly Fox, and touting how important the Donald Trump's message was, do you remember Sean Hannity telling everybody that we had 92 million people out of work in this country?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay. So Donald Trump gets elected. He's added 4 million jobs since he's become president. What happened to the other 88 million?
They disappeared.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Absolutely. And debt, it's continuing. It has never dawned on anybody in the government. They're always raising the debt ceiling. This is what they call it. And it's an actual true statement. It's a debt ceiling, and we need to raise it. Not we have to cut our bureaucracy. No, we've got to act responsibly. And we've got to cut the federal budget to keep from taxing the American people. And if we can't do that, we'll do what we always have done. Just knock on the door of our favorite Wall Street bankers and say, please, can we have some more money? Now
And you know, John, the more they raise that debt ceiling, the taller the building gets and the closer it is to toppling.
Well,
you know, the ceiling can only be so high.
And economics is economics. I mean, I still was taught that 2 + 2 = 4. And the amount of debt that has been run up, and you cannot retire a debt with a debt instrument or debt money. So this juice, all this interest is running all the time. And we're somewhere north of past, current, and future, short-term future and future obligations, somewhere around $198, $200 trillion. Wow.
Yeah, and I've always been told you can't borrow yourself out of debt and you can't dig yourself out of a hole. I think it still holds true.
Well, I'm kind of fascinated. Unemployment's 3.9%. I'm sure you heard the story that we have 6 million jobs that have to be filled in this country, and we don't have the skilled labor to fill it. And again, I go back. What happened to the 88 million people? Did Rod Serling show up, wave a magic wand, and they all went to the Twilight Zone?
Yeah, either they disappear or we just quit counting them. What do you think it is, John?
Well, we used to do this thing with the unemployment. They call it the U3 and the U6, and they would count everybody. But now their fuzzy math is, Well, for the people that are no longer applying for unemployment benefits or they've exhausted those unemployed and desperate people are just moved out of the way, nothing to see here. And here's the latest unemployment numbers.
Now, exactly what's happening.
And I'm telling you, I see a bad moon rising here. What I see is, and I, not to get you too deep into this, but I have always reminded the audience, these actors in Washington, D.C., they're calling them the deep state, whether they're in the FBI or the CIA or whatever the case may be, or anybody that's carrying the water for the Marxists in this country. No, those are the visible actors. Those are the people that have a face and have a name, and they're caught on camera, and they're doing interviews, and they're doing politics, and they're just doing normal, everyday things. Save for one fact, that they don't believe in this country, and they don't believe in a constitutional Republican form of government. We can say that, because that's what it was intended to be. Not this mishmash of liberal and socialism and communism, and now we have politicians running around, seated politicians, senators, saying, I'm a socialist. Well, in my book...
And proud of it. Yeah. That's the funny thing.
Well, and they, you know, do you think this would have been possible 30, 40 years ago?
No way.
They would have tarred and feathered them, put them on a rail, run them out of town. And by the way, JR, I don't know if you knew this or not, but when they used to mention tar and feathering, yeah, the tar was there to make the feather stick. But what they would do is light a match, and that would be the end of you. We're in this country right now, and these people, as you said, are proud of it. How does the man hold his office? Because he swore to protect and defend the Constitution. I'm sorry, the socialist states of America, is that the Constitution he's referring to that form of government? Everything is popped.
I don't think so.
Yeah, everything is popped inside out. And if you folks out there, if you care about survival, I plan on sticking around until their last man goes down. This republic shall not fail if the people want to keep it. I know looks like we're up against some pretty big odds, but that deep state that I'm talking about is really the globalists behind the curtains pulling the strings. You're just seeing the actors out there, as disgusting as they are. Who do you think their masters are? Not good.
That's the scary part, yeah.
Well, I appreciate you making your product available. And folks, when I say product, then I mean good product here. I'm going to go to our store here. And on our store, our online store, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. And we got banners up there flashing and blinking and doing all that other stuff. Well, we have this gentleman's food, and particularly, I'm a meat and potatoes guy, okay? And if you've got to go to your survival foods, a lot of people bought beans and rice. Remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
And then they might buy some sauces to make it less boring. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, if you spend your money cautiously, if you spend it carefully, and you really do your shopping, and you just weed through all the myriad of companies out there offering all kinds of survival foods, much of which, when you prepare it, let me put it to you this way, folks, starvation is an ugly death. So that's what you got in mind. Okay, if I don't eat this crap, I'm going to starve. So,
right.
So they do. But you came around, and I particularly wanted to talk to you about this one because I'm jazzed about this. You offer canned meats. We got a break coming up in how long, Mike? 30 seconds. All right, I'll just do a little tease here. Folks, this does not have to be boring, and there's the one thing that we're going to have left until we get our hands around the throats of the people that hate this country so much. Economics not looking real good out there, no matter what they're touting in the media. Oh, jobs. Yeah, still 88 million people out of work. Stores are closing right and left. Keep believing. They're hoping that their perception becomes your reality. We'll talk about this meat when we get back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. I know I'll find you somehow, and somehow I'll reach the earth again.
All right, we are back talking to J.R. Fisher today, and he's got something, folks, that I have been waiting years, and I mean literally years. We used to go to these preparedness shows, and I would talk to people, and they'd show up with different preparations of foods, and sometimes meats would show up, and they'd cook it up with a bunch of sauce and some pasta or whatever, and here, how does that taste? I guess it's okay. But there was one thing really missing. And in normal times, you and I go to the grocery store, what do? We look for the best cuts of meat, the lowest fats, so on and so forth. Is it, you know, what is it? What is it I'm going to be eating? And you take your time shopping for it. Well, somehow the idea in the food preparedness or survival food market that if we put it in a can and we label it and it'll last you years, it's okay, it's just preparedness food. The hell with your taste buds and your palate. Well, JR came up with something. Now, canned turkey. Now, all this is heat and serve, folks. Canned turkey, real beef, real chicken, real pork, and ground beef as well. What is the difference between your meats and the process, JR?
Well, I tell you, you know, a lot of people think, you know, they think, and they're trying to do what's right, actually. They go to a grocery store, and they've heard, you know, somewhere along the lines that, you know, if you buy canned foods, they last a long time. and I can just put those in my pantry and I'll be fine. But if you grab a can of anything in the grocery store, if it's canned, you're going to notice on the bottom it's going to have an expiration date. Generally, that expiration date is going to be about 18 to 24 months. Now, when you buy a survival food, ideally, you'd want something that lasts you for years and years and years, but it's just not available in the grocery store. So the reason our product is a little bit different, John, if you don't mind, I'll go into a little detail on that, is the process in which we put it in that can. If you go to a grocery store, let's say you buy some, I don't know, canned tuna fish or canned chicken or whatever, basically what they're going to do is they're going to take, you know, pretty much all the parts of the chicken, and you can imagine what that would be, and then they're going to take it and they're going to chop it up and they're going to put it into a big vat. And that vat they're going to fill with a lot of sodium, a lot of salt, maybe some flavoring, and they're going to cook it all in this big vat. And then what's going to happen is a bunch of empty cans are going to come along, and they're going to drop, you know, clumps of that meat in those cans. But it's not going to be exact. So when that conveyor belt gets to the end there, it has to weigh the can, and it's got to match the number of ounces in the can. And they don't want to be dishonest, so they fill it up with water. So you can imagine, you know, if you can some meat and you put water in it. Imagine this. You cook the best steak you've ever had. And you sit down at the table and you say, I need to pour some water on that. That's what I need. That's what's going to take it over the top for me. And that's basically what they're doing. So, you know, I looked at this process and I said, well, that doesn't seem like a good way to go about it. There's, you know, fat and gristle and, you know, chemicals and, you know, salt and water, all these different things they put in there, preservatives and all that. But the problem with that process is as they put it in the can, the air is touching the meat the whole time that they're putting it in the can, and then they put the lid on it. So they've essentially canned some fresh air with that meat, and that's going to give it a shelf life of about 18 to 24 months. We do a process that's entirely different. What we do is, first off, we start off with only four farms we use in the U.S., only USDA-inspected meat. And we've been dealing with those farmers for years now. And we get that meat, and then it's hand-selected cuts of meat. So there's no fat, no gristle, none of that. We make sure it's all clean, good meat. And then we literally, in our factory, we've had ladies that have been in there for years, they actually hand-pack this raw meat into a can. So a whole different process. There's no machine putting that meat into a can. It's actually a person who's putting the meat in there. And they're actually taking that can and weighing it as they go. So they want to make sure they have that exact amount of meat in there. When they get that exact amount of meat in there, they put a trace of salt, and I mean a very, very small amount. Our sodium amounts are probably a quarter to a fifth of what you would get in canned meat in a grocery store. And then we close that can, and then we do something your grandma did. We put all those cans into a big pressure cooker, and we actually cook all those cans on a slow pressure cook, just a little over 200 degrees, so that it tenderizes, cooks the meat, and seals the can all at the same time. Now, keep in mind, no air has touched that meat since it went in the can. So the USDA allows us to say it has an indefinite shelf life. You won't find an expiration date on the bottom of our cans. You will find an embossed, and that's bent in the metal, date of production on there. And that date of production is the exact day that can of meat was made, and it doesn't rub off like those ink stamps like the grocery store. So if the entire label came off, once you know how to read that little code on the bottom, you would know what's in the can and the exact day it was made. So it's a pretty different process, John.
Well, it's different. And I'm looking at the price on this. Now, a 12-can case, and this is 28 ounces per can, folks. And the standard case, 3 beef, 3 chicken, 2 turkey, 2 pork, and 2 ground beef, unless otherwise specified. But this is a standard case. $169. That's 21 pounds of meat, folks. That's 21 pounds of good meat that is there at your convenience, that you don't have to hold your nose and you don't want to hope for the day that you don't have to open it up and use it. This stuff is delicious. And as the man just said, it's a born-on date, but there's no expiration date for a good reason. It doesn't go bad. Double plus good. We'll be back with J.R. Fisher right after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back with J.R. Fisher, and we're talking about food, ladies and gentlemen, that's actually pretty damn delicious. Kind of like what Mama or Grandma used to make in the pressure cookers in the kitchen. Remember those? Remember that little weight at the top of that pressure cooker and it'd build up a little steam and it... Oh, those were the days. Well, the days are here again. Now, I was looking at this, JR. Now, you can get a case, a mixed 12, 28-ounce cans. That's classified as a case, but are there bigger units?
We have two different sizes, John. There's a 14.5-ounce can. Now, that's a good one if there's, you know, two people at a home and you don't want to open a big can of meat. I totally get that, and those 14.5-ounce cans are awesome for that. And then we have a 28-ounce can, which is, you know, almost twice as much. And actually, you actually sell it at the lowest price you can possibly get at it. You actually sell it lower than we do, John. So, you know, the people that listen to you get a double benefit there. They get the good information, plus they get the best prices on stuff, too. I don't know how you guys are pulling that off, but that's awesome. But, yeah, you have the two different sizes, and it comes by the case, and you can get it mixed the way you want. You know, let's assume you just want all beef. You could do that. You could do all chicken. You can do our, you know, popular mix, which is the one you mentioned, the three beef, three chicken. and then two of the ground beef, pork, and turkey. But so there's a couple different choices there for you, depending on the size of your family.
And that is on the Shop RBN, the store as well?
That would be on your store. Yeah. Yes, your store.
Now, and again, folks, let's reiterate here so you know that you're getting something. Now, I hope you folks out there notice that we don't deal in stuff just for the sake of having some stuff. Okay, a lot of people do this. Oh, you need it? Hey, we got it at a good price. Buy it from us. Folks, you know who we are. You know what we're doing. And you know that we use all of our profits off of everything to pour right back into this network to keep the doors open another day. So you're going to be able to feel good about the product that you're buying. And you're going to feel good further that by purchasing and any profit, even as JR just said, we even beat their prices. We want to give you an honest product for the lowest price possible. We're not greedy around here, folks. We are not greedy. You know, a lot of people take advantage. You heard the horror stories about Katrina and all the other hurricanes and people jacking up prices of this, that, and the other. Taking advantage of people that really need something when they really need it bad. How bad do you need it, you ask? Well, I need it pretty bad. Well, then you won't mind paying our price. Yeah. Folks, this quality you've come to expect from Survival Cave Food, this ready-to-eat canned meat food storage, and it's, as we said, it's available in the mixed case for easy sampling. And all of the meats are natural. Listen to me. No chemicals, preservatives, fillers added. Never add water or broth so you get the full amount of meat that you pay for. And all these are sourced meats. And he knows the people he's dealing with and has dealt with them for a number of years. Folks, go to our store, republicbroadcasting.org. Our banners are up there. Shop in the store. There's a bunch of other cool stuff in there, but today we're just talking with JR about his foods. Now, speaking of foods, now you've got some pails here. You've got long-term food storage. And there's free shipping on this. Wow. Let me go through this one. This is the biggie out there.
And if you John, I'm kind of a foodie, so I like really good food. And the one thing I want to mention to, you know, your listeners, I've heard people say this. This is the craziest thing in the world. They will say, if you're hungry enough, you'll eat anything.
Uh-huh.
And then I think, wow, why would you want to if there's something good to eat? You know, I mean, in times of, you know, stress and worry and, you know, emergency, wouldn't you want to have a really good meal versus just food you eat because you have to eat? And the scary thing about this, they found this in children, that little children actually will begin to starve themselves if they don't like the flavor of something. So technically, even little kids won't eat stuff that tastes bad. You know, we've sampled this across the country at different gun shows. And I tell people, you know, taste this, it tastes a lot like your grandma's pot roast. And I've literally had people turn around and look at me and say, my grandma never cooked a pot roast this good. Never happened.
Now, that's an endorsement if I ever heard one.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Your long-term food storage, and this one package, 2,160 servings. Now, this is, folks, this is long-term emergency food storage by Survival Cave Food. And this is a good deal. Now, tell us about the food.
The food itself, when you get into the buckets, John, what we've tried to do there is cover every base. And here's what I mean. A lot of these companies will say, you know, we're going to give you 3 servings a day, and that's enough food for you. They don't tell you how many calories. They don't tell you that it's a bunch of rice and beans that you're going to end up eating 3 times a day. And at 500 calories a day, you're essentially going to starve yourself to death. And then on top of that, they have so much sodium in there that after a few days, you're going to end up being sick because the sodium levels can be 1,300 milligrams of sodium in that food, which is horrible. So what we do in these long-term storage food buckets is we, first off, understand that you're going to eat a lot more than 3 servings a day because if you sit down at breakfast and you were to have cereal, milk, and juice, well, there's 3 servings right there. So we give you 12 servings a day. We give you breakfast. We give you lunch. We give you dinner, we give you desserts, and we give you drinks. Why shouldn't you have a dessert? Just because things are bad, you know, You can't have anything good. Mm-hmm. So we make sure you have all those things. And they're all gourmet-style chef meals. You know, I've had people taste our creamy potato soup and say, you know, they've been in some of the top restaurants in the country and it hasn't tasted that good. You can actually see the onions and the carrots and the celery in there. And a lot of these survival foods, they use powdered celery or powdered carrots. I don't want to eat powdered carrots. I want a piece of carrot in there. So when you add water to these and heat them up, you're going to see the real components in there. We use the whole vegetables and everything.
Well, let me give you a quick rundown. And the list is lengthy. So I'm just going to go over this quickly. Your desserts out there, fruity apple blueberry granola, all natural, delicious granola, wholesome filling oatmeal, pasta marinara, creamy chocolate pudding, freeze-dried mixed fruit, Italian-style polenta, beef-flavored vegetable soup, cheesy cheddar broccoli soup. Okay, that's a must.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah. Orange drink, home-style creamy mashed potatoes, chicken-flavored vegetable soup, elbow macaroni and cheese. Oh, there's the old mac and cheese. Southwestern chili, and as we mentioned, the hearty potato soup with little chunks of good stuff in it, not the fake stuff. Freeze-dried mixed vegetables, Cajun red beans, whey milk, and also chocolatey whey milk. Now, all of this, folks, it's good-tasting stuff. You're not going to turn your nose up while you're eating it. And it's got a 25-year shelf life. 25 years. Wow. That's some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, and John, if you don't mind, can I share a quick story with you about why this food even came about?
Sure.
For years, I was on the rescue squad in the city of Virginia Beach, and I was a EMT, and now this is volunteer work I did. I didn't get paid for it or anything like that. And as you can imagine, we went on a lot of calls, everything from, you know, shootings to, you know, murders to you name it. We saw it all, stabbings. But the saddest ones we saw, the worst ones we saw, since we were in Virginia Beach on the East Coast, was right after hurricanes. And the bad thing after hurricanes was you would get a call where somebody was hurt or injured or whatever, and they couldn't get out of their house. There was maybe no gas in the car. Maybe the roads were blocked or something along those lines. And they had no food. And the father and the mother, usually the father, would have to be looking at the kids saying, "Hey, I'm sorry. I knew this was coming, but I just didn't prepare. I wasn't ready. I didn't realize it was coming this soon." And that kind of got to me. And then I saw the alternatives, you know, these sea rations or these MREs or full of salt, and people didn't want to eat them. And that's actually how the whole food line, you know, kind of bloomed from there, is, you know, out of trying to supply these people with a really good food at a really good price. You know, and our prices are probably a quarter to a third of what most companies charge out there, because we literally wanted to get people prepared. I didn't want to see people like that anymore. So that's how these whole food lines actually got born.
Well, we haven't talked about if we, folks, if this sounds good to you, and for whatever reason you don't think that it does, you haven't been paying close attention. Any order, folks, that you make here, the case, whether it be a case of meat or food storage buckets or whatever the case may be, no pun intended, he's written a book, The Great American Food Shortage. Now, this is not a book designed to scare you. And I'll say this again, folks, you know me, I have a tendency to downplay things. I don't want people scared or, you know, looking under their bed at night. I want them to stand upright and stand for what's right. What's inside this book that you'll get for free on Amazon? It sells for $15. How you can prepare?
Yeah, this.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, John.
No, go ahead.
No, let's go ahead.
No, I was just going to.
No.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say is this book actually came out years after I started the company, because a lot of people didn't realize that your food supply is not as secure as you think. And I'm not trying to scare you. You'll probably have some food, but you're not going to have the food you want or in the supplies that you're used to based on some things that can happen. So basically in this book, like you said, and I'm glad you pointed that out, this is not to scare anybody. The thing we want to do is prepare people, not scare people. Because if you're prepared, imagine just in Florence right there. We'll go back to the Florence hurricane we just had. Imagine if everybody in the Florence hurricane had a month's worth of food or 2 months' worth of food. How different would that look? Or go back to Katrina, where people died because they didn't have food. What would it look like if everybody had a supply of food? So that's really our goal, and that book tells you what can happen, how it will happen, but more importantly, how you can prepare for it and your family's not put in jeopardy. So that's what that book's all about.
All right. Had a caller called in that he wanted to question what was on the site, and I guess we just answered his question. That's what Mike just told me. Well, what's inside the book? How you can prepare before everyone else finds out what's happening? The six cartels that control the world food supply? The influence of China on our food supply? Our government controls our food supply? Could you starve because of a natural disaster? Folks, have you seen the grocery store shelves? Yeah. Why food storage isn't a fad. And remember Grandma? Remember when she used to do canning? Remember the gardens? You ate that stuff all winter and into the spring, and if there's anything left over before you did the harvest next year, it was as good as gold. Tasted good. That was Grandma's magic touch. The link between terrorism and our food supply. Do-it-yourself home food storage. Seven simple ways, to prepare food storage at home. Simple hidden home gardens. Canning to preserve fuel. And there's a lot more in this book, folks. With an order through our site, republicbroadcasting.org, you will get one of those books, The Great American Food Shortage. Education. Just give me the facts, ma'am. Just give me the facts. All right. Did we miss anything?
You know, I don't think so, unless, you know, you have any questions or any callers have any questions. But, you know, I applaud what you're doing. You know, you're trying to prepare people in a whole lot of different ways, you know. And, of course, we're talking about food today. But, you know, that knowledge that you talk about, that education allows you to kind of step ahead of those other people. You know, we don't all want to be in that food line where the government's handing out boxes of whatever, you know, was left over or whatever's been stored for I don't know how many years. And then some people at the back of the line get zero, and they're going to decide what you're going to eat. So, you know, you can take it upon yourself to decide what you're going to eat now. You can buy food at the grocery store at a store that's going to go bad, or you can buy, you know, a long-term good food that we've been selling for 9 years now. So we've been around a long time. That is guaranteed to stay fresh and good. And, hey, it tastes good on top of everything else. And John's allowing you to get it at a super, super low price. So that's, you know, you hit all the bases that way, I guess.
Well, is there any cooking guides, any recipes that come with this?
Actually, in the book, if you get that book, which you will, and it's free, you'll get that book, and it has all kinds of recipes. It's got a chapter full of recipes. And if you notice those chapters that John just read off, there's nothing there to scare you. It's all there to prepare you. So, yeah, Great American Food Shortage, and you're going to get it for free when you place any order with John on his website.
I've always said, don't be scared, be prepared. Well, somebody had sent me a recipe book the other day, and it was kind of weird. And it was a little story about a cannibal walking through the jungle and came upon a restaurant operated by a fellow cannibal. And feeling somewhat hungry, he sat down and looked over the menu. Tourist, $5. Broiled missionary, $10. Fried explorer, $15. Democrat baked or grilled, $100. Cannibal called his buddy over and said, "Why such a high price for a Democrat?" Cook replied, "Have you ever tried to clean one? They're so full of crap it takes all morning." At any rate. All right. Well, look, JR, appreciate you coming on the program with us. I further appreciate offering good stuff out there. I know your motivations, and they ain't in there to take advantage of a market to make a quick buck. We've seen the con artists, and we've seen the people that they're only loyal to one thing, and that's their own vision, and their vision is how fat can they grow their bank account. That is not J.R. Fisher here, folks. This is well-founded stuff, well-prepared. The stuff is picked out. It's just not ordered. Doesn't call up a supply company and say, "Okay, what do you got the most of, and what can you give me the best deal on?" He sources out. He knows his sources. He knows how this stuff is grown, how it's taken care of. okay? We don't want you putting anything in your mouth that is not 100% the best that we could possibly offer you. And this has been J.R. Fisher's vision here, to do it the right way. And I'm specifically pumped about that meat, because I'm going to tell you what, folks. Protein, you're going to need it. Meat, yes, we like it. But this is something that you're actually going to enjoy. Well, put them on the screen if we got callers. Mike in Colorado. I only see one. Mike in Colorado, go ahead.
Hey, John, you know, my brother-in-law actually brought this meat hunting last fall. And I can tell you, it actually tastes really, really good.
Thank
and
you.
And I have a question for your guest.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Hold that question. I got another caller here, and we'll squeeze him before the end of the program. We're talking to J.R. Fisher here, folks. And what he's got to offer, man, I'm just so glad to be able to offer his product. And you know what we have always told you. Any product that we're offering through this store, the profits, all, they don't go to a bank account. It all goes right back into the network, and we need the support.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back. By the way, JR, you notice I didn't use any of the questions?
You didn't, did you?
No, I didn't. I'm enamored with the food, the service, the price, the product, all that. I thought, you know what? The heck with that. I don't like to be scripted, and I think we covered all the bases. Mike in Colorado, you had something else, sir?
Yeah, just a quick question, JR. I hate to be this guy, but if I purchase the mixed 12 28-ounce can group, is there any way we could substitute the pork for one of the other ones?
We can do anything you want. That our motto at our company is we serve you. So although we've come up with some combinations that are popular, if you want to alter that, you can certainly do that. That's not a problem.
Just like order it and then send an email, or send an email and then order it?
Yeah, you would do that. John may be able to explain that better, but you would do that on his site. I would guess he has a note area or something like that. But
yes.
Yeah, we'll switch that up for him. That's not a problem.
Oh, my friend, you're going to get an order soon, John.
All right, Mike. Well, enjoy, enjoy, my friend.
I will. Thank you.
And you'll get the book, too. We're going to send the book out with every order. So, we got a lot of books going out already, I can see.
Very good.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Ah, somebody that's tried it. I like that. Ken in Michigan.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Ken, you there?
Good evening, John. I have one question for your guest. My wife has a food allergy, and she's allergic to onions. Is there any possible way that these food buckets or things can be custom ordered to be minus onions?
Uh-oh. There's a good one.
Well, we don't really do custom, because we literally run, hundreds of thousands of these at a time, and you'd have to stop the machines to do that. However, a lot of the meals in there don't have onions, and all the packets on there spell out exactly what's in every single one. So, you can pick and choose there. If you get a bucket, I can guarantee you not every meal in there's got onions in it. But you can buy the fruit ones or the vegetable ones or whatever in there, too. So he's got all those available to you. And, of course, none of the meats have any type. Matter of fact, if you look at the meats, this is really funny. I'll hand a can of that meat to people, and they look at the label, and I say, read the ingredients, and they can't find the ingredients. They can't find it because there's two words on there. It says meat, salt. That's it. So, you don't have to worry about any of those.
All right. Well, Ken, I appreciate your call, and sorry to hear about your wife's
allergies.
Thank you. Yeah, onions, I can't do, personally, I can't do without onions. It's one of God's little gifts that makes you cry, and you're happy that you're crying.
That's right.
All right. Well, JR, again, I do appreciate this opportunity to do a little business with you. We pick the best that's out there, the best price, the best quality stuff. And as I said, folks, I'm particularly enamored with this canned meat because, you're right. You sent me a can of beef. And by the way, I used it with Stubbs barbecue sauce and made myself some barbecued sandwiches. Good stuff. Good stuff. And I'm
there
looking at, JR, I'm looking at the can and I'm going, okay, where's the phosphate this and the preservative that?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. And he's exactly right. It's got two ingredients, a little bit of salt for the taste, and nothing but pure meat prepared the way that it's going to last for years and years and years and years. JR, here's to a happy association and happy customers. When they eat their meat, I hope they think about you and me and all that went into doing this. They're going to be grateful that they had the opportunity to buy something worth eating. Not, I got to eat it. It's going to be worth your palate and your taste buds. Again, JR, thanks
a
lot.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, sir.
Alrighty.
All right. All right, that's top of the hour. Wow, that went pretty quick. This has always been one of my bailiwicks, folks. Preparedness foods. Where's the beef? Where's the meat? Oh, they have it out there, but yee. I had somebody open up a can of preparedness foods and it had meat in it. The dog wouldn't eat it. That's pretty bad. All right, second hour coming up. Stay tuned. A lot of information coming your way.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.